Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches enjoy freedom and feeling better. When I was a child, I was dragged to church, and that's where I met the Angry God. The Angry God was angry about anything I did wrong. Even thinking got me in trouble. It was like I couldn't appease or follow the rules successfully. When I found the path of Wicca, it was a revelation. Wicca was so different than the oppressive religion that my parents took me to. Instead, it was very freeing, and I felt hope. And now I'm going to share 3 insights. The first one is, enjoy freedom from the Angry God. Being around an angry relative really puts you down, but at least you can escape from the relative sometimes. But with the Angry God, you're stuck with him 24/7. However, in Wicca, we talk about the Gracious Goddess and how she is very nurturing and loving. She doesn't punish just for thinking of a thought that displeases her. And you can have a healthy relationship with a deity. The God that I relate to is very protective and strong. He's a very kind and supportive deity. He's not someone who wants to go out and punish you for anything that you did that might displease him. Both the goddess and God are there to support you and protect you, nurture and teach you. It's not about having to sacrifice everything you love just to appease a deity. We don't bow down to our deities. We look straight in the eyes and we walk side by side with them. And now our second insight. Look for how to respond. This came up with a friend of mine when we were talking about the terms responsibility versus blame. A number of spiritual people talk about how responsibility is having the ability to respond. Unfortunately, many authority figures, like parents and teachers, talk about being responsible. And what they're really pointing out to you is that they're blaming you, that you're supposed to accept blame. And this echoes the Angry God. Instead, I look at this world as a classroom with lessons to be learned and learning how to respond to different situations and to respond better next time. That's different than looking for who is to blame. Remember, look for how to respond. And our third insight is, we live in harmony with nature. We don't own it. The idea of owning goes back to the Angry God, where people were given dominion over the earth, like the earth was something to be claimed or owned. Instead, in Wicca, we know that we are part of nature. We are a part of the earth. With my view of Wicca, I'm thinking about cooperation. We're talking about operating next to each other. We cooperate and we share and we uplift each other. This is different than someone having dominion over someone else or even over nature. The Wicca path is not one of ego, so you don't need to have dominion. Once again, we Wiccans live in harmony with nature. We don't own it. And now I will summarize. The 3 insights are all about how witches enjoy freedom and feeling better. The first insight was, enjoy freedom from the Angry God. The second insight was, look for how to respond. And the third insight was, we live in harmony with nature. We don't own it. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can join me at GoddessHasYourBack.com. You can also read one of my 9 books. And I have 2 courses at Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss. And the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. I invite you to check them out today. Blessed be.